Alright, all of you fuckwits. That's right, it is Bad News B-Man here, and yes, no, it's not Awesome Aussie B-Man. No, I got rid of that piece of shit a long time ago. So now, we are going to get into our new show tonight, which is Unstoppable Zone Radio. Now, before I get started, let's just get some things straight right here, right now. This is not for children under the age of 13. If you don't have parents with you, then tough shit with what you hear, because I don't want you going and crying to mummy and daddy, and mummy and daddy coming and inboxing me and threatening to sue me or whatever. So fuck you, parents, if you leave your kids unsupervised. And also, this is a completely IC show, which means, for all of you uneducated morons out there, that this is completely Wrestler Unstoppable based. If you go OOC, I will not be ashamed to put you in the Bad News Zone and kick you straight the hell out of my damn show. Now, let's get to tonight's show. What you guys are in for tonight is gonna be mayhem, as it always is. But unlike the awesome Aussie, I don't hold any prisoners. I don't apologize for what I say. So if I piss off any rookies, veterans, or Hall of Famers tonight, well, you know where to find me. I'm not hard to find. I'm right here in the Unstoppable Zone, or I am clearly in Unstoppable. Now, we're going to get to our first topic tonight, which is Drunk and Defiant Wrestling. It is the return of the legendary Konk, and he's decided to make some big waves with bringing back probably his greatest and only brightest idea he's ever come up with in his life, which is Drunk and Defiant Wrestling, which, oddly enough, is what I dominated back in my rookie year. I mean, I won every championship in that company. Now, a lot of you are asking, well, hang on, B-Man, what's the big commotion about? Well, there is two Drunk and Defiant Wrestling companies, and I have a person here that can actually help us out with the details.
B-Man.
Yes, Judgment, can you please tell all these idiots in the chat why there are two Drunk and Defiant Wrestlings? Please explain. I'll be back.
Okay, the reason there are two Drunk and Defiant Wrestlings is basically because I, unfortunately, tonight saw something in Wrestler that needed to be fixed. And people are like, wait a minute, Judge, didn't you blow up Konk's company? No, see, technically it wasn't a company. It was a gathering of people. And it was like a, basically what I did was I went into his little lunchroom staff meeting. I think they was having the 30 people there was having like a union meeting, and I broke up their little union of lunchroom workers and I released them. I said, this place, why are you here? This place is gone. Get out of here. This is no good. Because Konk is running a ripoff company. Now, we know Konk has been how many times? 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 different times Konk will get mad and Konk will leave the company. He gets upset. Konk gets upset.
Oh, he does want to get up. Come
well,
on,
he
gets,
cries.
Judgment,
he cries,
please,
and it's so fun to watch him cry, though, B-Man. What I'm saying is he actually cries.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You're being way too nice about this. I mean, we're talking about...
I'm reaching the boiling point. I have to slowly bring it into, because basically the people here that come to this game, B-Man, are kind of slow. So what I've done is I have actually opened up the original, the reals, Drunken Defiant. And I'm going to make it what it should be, a actual amazing, epic wrestling company that it was before Conk cried and bitched and complained about everybody else. But yeah, as far as people saying I blew up his company, no, I did not blow up his company. I basically released his lunchroom workers. Yes. Because that's what he has.
Well, I can't blame you there. I mean, if those guys like want some actual competition, they should be going to other companies. I mean, come on. Like I said, Drunken Defiant Wrestling. This is the same place where back when Awesome Aussie B-Man was still traveling the roads, he dominated.
Yeah, you did good, B-Man. You dominated it over there.
Exactly. I won every major title in my rookie career, so I find it funny that Conk has now come back, because I remember the sad man that walked out the doors of Unstoppable just a couple of years ago, and we all remember how that story got to point is when Drunken Defiant Wrestling hit a fucking huge iceberg. It was basically the fucking Titanic, and it started sinking, and then it got worse for Conk when he found out his old man was sticking it to his wife.
Yeah, well, that's the company, everyone. If you want to be invited to the real Drunken Defiant, message myself or King Outlaw. You know, King Outlaw has powers over there. You can message me, and or, you know, if you don't want to involve anyone, just message me, and I will make sure you get into it. But now let's all explain why we're having this much controversy. I mean, with Conk. You know, the thing that pissed me off about what Conk does is the complete and utterly obsessive lying that he does. I mean, in Conk's eyes, B-Man, Caden Steele, Mr. 187, myself, Christopher D'Angelo, any of the misfits, he is responsible for making. He is responsible for us being who we are and relevant as who we are today.
If I remember correctly too, this is the same man that claimed that he was responsible for Scum being born.
Yes. He's responsible for Awesome Aussie B-Man. He's responsible for Caden Steele. He's responsible for Mr. 187. He's responsible for Judgment. He's responsible for Mr. Stone. So basically, in his eyes, he's responsible for us being who we are today. But yet, it's okay. And, you know, if someone says something on the feed, it's actually kind of funny. Conk sat there and he acted like it was nothing going on tonight. But yet, if Conk had done what Judgment done, it would have been the third greatest thing next to Betty White and sliced bread.
Oh, yes. I remember Betty. I met her very many years ago. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You think Martha Stewart is a gangster? Well, you haven't seen nothing until you've met Betty White. That old bitch can still go.
But it's crazy. The things that he's told me, the things that he said, the things that he has attempted and tried. And, you know, I don't want to go into what goes on in his personal life. I'm going to leave that to the person that's in the next room, probably hollering at him to get off the computer right now. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, whether people like Minnie or not, the embarrassment, the humiliation, the thing that he had to do to her in front of everyone like that, it was totally uncalled for. You know, Conk made a comment about this has been done before, closing his closing companies, firing people, everything. Well, being a dick and being a pussy and being an ass and being a spineless coward and showing everyone in Unstoppable that you are really nothing more than a child behind a computer has been done many, 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 many times before, my friend.
Oh, yes. In fact, we've still got fuckwits to this day that are still going around here and acting like little OOC butthurt fuckwits that just, you know, want to cry and complain because you morons can't tell the difference between your character and your manager. I mean, we have little 16-year-old Pyrus that is still trying to figure out what that tiny little thing between his legs is and why it stands erect every time he sees some old and frail grandmother walk past him, and it turns out to be his own grandmother. And then we've got people like Boondocks or Stash, whatever the hell you want to call yourself these days, and you want to go and threaten women and women's managers.
That would be Stash. That would be Stash.
I don't care what he's
doing. But you know what? We don't need to talk about the ones that aren't here. I mean, really, you don't. This is basically pointing out the fact that someone actually thinks they're the creators of us. They're
basically got another stallion on our hands.
Well, it's not that it's a stallion. It's the fact, if you put, you know, and I don't usually say this to too many people, but Mike Zodiac is more relevant than what Conk is going to be right now and whatever Conk comes back. I mean, we know that Conk is only here for a limited time. Hell, we all got a betting board at how many he's going to do. When's he going to leave? But Conk, let me just put it to you this way, bud. And I'm going to put it as nicely and as kindly as I can. You're a pussy. You are a fucking pussy. You are scared. You're beneath us. You think you made us? No, you ain't made anything. Dude, your pubes haven't even developed. Do you think B-Man is going to give you credit for claiming that you made him? Do you think Caden Steele sitting out there in the chat is going to say, yeah, Conk made me? Do you think I'm going to sit up here and say, you made me? Dude, you didn't make anything. Dude, you can't even make nothing.
Conk, if you think that you made me and you were a part of what I made and what I created and everything that happened, well then, oh man, I had a great thing here for you, Asswipe. But I unfortunately hasn't loaded to my soundboard yet, but I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you there, Conk. You didn't create shit with me, okay? I went on my own path. I got in Relic Reed's face. I got in Judgment's face. Hell, I even got in your daddy's face, and I bitch-smacked that old-timer down, and I told him straight to his face, you don't have what it takes anymore. And you know where your dad is now, Conk? Your dad is currently sitting in a retirement home. And like that old fart Mark Calloway in the WWE, he only comes around once a year when he needs a paycheck. That's it. The sad fact is that his wife, who owns this radio station, is the one that's carrying the ball now and is the breadwinner for the family.
You know what, B-Man? Let's just put it out there. Let's just get it out there. Conk, I know you're probably out there listening as a guest, so you know I'm just going to say this right now. There's only three people that made myself, Caden Steele, the Misfits, and B-Man. There's only three people that we will ever give credit to making us, and that's Relic, Spicy, and Menifee. They're the reason Young Scum happened. They're the reason Young Scum turned into the Misfits. They're the reason Judgment J Esquire is who Judgment J Esquire is right now. They're the reason Caden Steele is Caden motherfucking Steele. They're the reason B-Man is B-Man. And Maddie, yes, I know you made me too, but let's give credit where credit's due on them three. Conk wants to claim that he done all this great stuff. Yeah, Conk, you made a good company in the day, but you left it. You turned your back on the company and Unstoppable. You turned your back on your GM staff. You turned your back on the people who considered you a friend. You showed everyone your true colors when you turned your back on us.
Let's put it to you in a term that the morons will understand. Conk, you are the Ted Turner of Wrestler Unstoppable. Ooh. That's a sad thing. You are the Ted Turner of Wrestler Unstoppable, because we all know that when Ted Turner turned his back on WCW, that's the reason why that place crashed. And what do you know? You turned your back on your baby of Drunken Defiant, and look what happened to that. That thing went down the shitter faster than Relic taking a turd.
It's sad. It really is. When someone has to sit back and act like they made something when they haven't even, they can't even make cookies. They can't even make water cold. So think about it, Conk.
This is the most quiet chat I have seen in my life.
We're fixing to bring some people on. I'm pretty sure that will be excellent talkers.
Yeah, I know who one of them is, and I do have a problem with, like, her name change at the moment. I mean, we all know who the fuck she is, so I don't know why she's asking, who's that fucking girl? Like, we all know it's you, you Canadian fuck. Like, come on. The only thing that's missing is your... It's Tank Girl, come on. We all know it's her.
No. BS not. Because Tank's been in chat with this one before.
Well, I think it's her. I wouldn't be surprised. But we'll wait and see. But who else have we got here in chat tonight? We've got Living Dead Girl Queen Steffers. Speaking of Minifee, she's in the chat now. Minnie, feel free to call in and stay.
Yeah, that's
playing.
What I was thinking too. Steffers. That's GND, Steph, girl next door there, B-Man.
The girl next door? Oh, God.
Yeah, that's GND. GND there, B-Man. That's the GND, yeah.
I don't care if it's the girl next door, if it's Betty White. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
And then I say we've got some bitchhood or violence people in the house. We've got Sin Demented, and we've got...
Let's talk about that for just a second. What's up with that? I heard that they're responsible are they the ones that actually hurt you? I mean, are you able to say they're the ones that hurt you? Because, you know, you brought a big accusation against them.
I don't know. I really should thank them, though. Because if it wasn't for the Brotherhood of Violence there, then Bad News Beeman would not be here today. Because thanks to you guys, you awoke a side in B-Man that hasn't been around in years. The one that doesn't give a crap what anybody thinks. The one that pisses people off to the point where he's literally getting threatened in inboxes. Lately these days, you've seen a bland and freaking sad, pathetic him being on the radio show that apologizes for simply telling Sin Demented that she has bigger balls than her fucking husband. But, sad to say, I buried that person. So now, when it comes to Immortal and to Big Day Demented, I'm so glad I'm going to have a chance to face him, because, you know, what Aussie B-Man said before was just a little too bland for my liking. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to take your bike and I'm going to put it in a hole. I'm going to pour gasoline on it. I'm going to burn that bitch alive. Why did that B-Man just state the fact that We are in a FUBAR City Street Fight, the most vicious match in Unstoppable history. Why? Because people get maimed, people get destroyed, and careers get shortened. So, Big Daddy Demented, I hope you're listening, or I hope your wife there retells the message to you over and over and over again so you get this through your thick skull, because I know it's a pretty big skull to get through. But you don't have to worry about Awesome Aussie B-Man showing up, because he won't be there. Bad news, B-Man, I will be there. And I'm not going to put your fucking bike into the ground. I'm just going to do what I do best, which is maim and destroy you. I'm going to take my trusty baseball bat that I will have with me at ringside, and I'm going to break both your kneecaps. And when I'm done with your kneecaps, then I'm going to break both your elbows. And when I'm done with your elbows, I'll work my way up to your shoulder blades. And when I feel like it, I will finally end your suffering and pin you 1, 2, 3. But then I won't be done there, because I'm going to grab a table. And then I'm going to set that bitch on fire.
Set the table on fire.
Then I'm going to take your wife.
You're going to take his wife? What are you going to do with his wife?
I'm going to hoist her up high. I'm going to put her up on that top turnbuckle. And I'm going to climb up there myself. And I'm going to launch the both of us through that flaming table.
Would you get burnt?
If I get burnt, that's fine. I don't mind. Because then I'm going to go to their retarded retarded son-in-law, B666. And what I'm going to do to him is I'm going to grab a chain. And I'm going to wrap his legs around in that chain. And I'm going to use all the strength I have left in my body to hoist him up with me on a friggin' Titantron. And when I get high enough, I'm going to let that bitch fall.
Where's it going to fall?
And you better hope that there's some cushions or something there for you, Beast, because if there's not, well, sad to say, you're going to go through some steel and some wood, because you're going to end up a broken mess, just like your father-in-law is going to, just like your mother-in-law is going to, and just like every other person in that Brotherhood of Violence will.
Brotherhood of Violence versus B-Man. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. This is going to be about as good as you know, things come out. But you know, that they're going to get you, B-Man. They're going to hurt you. They're going to hurt you, B. I'm going to tell you, they're going to hurt you.
Well, they can come at me with everything they've got, and when they
do... I got a patch. See this patch? You see my patch right here, B-Man? I got that patch right there. It says, this patch used to belong to somebody in Brotherhood of Violence, but Judgment took it off their jacket and sewed it on his shirt patch right there. So I got my patch I earned. I took that patch.
Yes, well, come immortal, we're going to find out who the toughest people really are. But I want to get to this first caller that we've got here. I don't know.
Wait. We got something else to address.
Oh, what have we got to address here?
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
Hi guys.
Head to the front and the back of you.
Hi guys.
The world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointed at you.
Now bring on your caller.
Alrighty. Caller, you are on the air. State your business.
So, after BDD and Sin are done stomping you all over Immortal, then I'm going to just pull my bike right on up next to the ring, and I'm going to let BDD tie your prone ass to the back of the bike, and then I am going to drive you all around the arena and then all around town dragging your bony, kiwi-sucking, kangaroo-hopping ass all over the place, bitch.
I didn't know we brought Tank Girl on the air. What the hell? What?
Wow.
You really went there, huh?
I'm telling you,
really, what you call me, Tank Girl? What the fuck?
He went there, but he didn't even.
You know what? I'm. You know what? I'm just. Okay. All
right. He didn't even.
Keep running your damn lip, because when we all, when Brotherhood of Violence is done with you, there's not even going to be dental records. I mean, there's not even going to be enough of your teeth left to identify your body with dental records. Okay.
Well, then, if that's the case, Bubbles, then I will be put in the same. If that is the case, Miss Bubbles, then I will be put in the same league as you, because we all know that you don't have any teeth either that can identify your dental records. So it's fine. Like, if I say I'm going to be in the same league as you, then I probably should feel honored, but then again, I feel slightly insulted. I don't know.
You're trying to crack one of those silly redneck jokes of yours, aren't you? Right? Yeah, whatever, bitch. All these pearly whites in my mouth are all real. I can be identified by dental records. Whoop-a-bye. Get over it. The redneck jokes are done. You just can't outdo me anymore, B-Man. I know you too well. I can still outdo you, bitch.
I didn't know me making the dental joke was a redneck joke, but okay. That's completely your business. If you want to go down Redneck Avenue, that's fine. But anyways, I digress, because you know what? We're missing the point here. It has nothing to do with you yet, Bubbles. It has nothing to do with you yet. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told that little rookie in the chat there, Griffith the Immortal One, the new little addition to your Brotherhood of Violence. You guys can all take a ticket stub and get in line, because, like I said, your president's first, then the vice president's next, and then the retarded son-in-law's next, and then whoever's next in line, because I know there's a lot of you bitches I've got to get through.
There is loyalty within that group, and you mess with one, you mess with us all. Okay, you went after BDD. You accused BDD of something. You screwed up, because now you've got everybody else after you, and you're not. There's not going to be enough.
I put her in the screening room. I bet you she's still talking. Watch.
Any of us are really worried. Oh, he muted me.
He put you in the screening room so you would talk to yourself and brought you back, Bubbles. I would whoop him if I was you. Get him.
I'm going to so beat his ass.
I think you should. I think because he put you in the screening room, Bubbles.
Here's the thing, and I don't say this to a lot of women, but when I don't say this to a lot of women. See, when I'm done with BDD and when I'm done with Sin and all the rest of them, the one whose ass I'm going to take pleasure in kicking the most is yours.
Oh, isn't that just special? Because like I said, there's not going to be enough of you left. But, you know, if there's anything left, yeah, come on, hop in the ring with me and I will wear you out. I will throw you from ring post to ring post, and then I'm just going to leave you laying in a dead hump on the ground.
So you're going to take me to your bedroom and fuck the shit out of me. Is that where we're going with this? Because you're...
Not even your wettest, wildest dreams.
Hothead Red is in the chat.
Hothead Red's been here since the start of the show.
Well, I just seen her post, but now Kaden is like... Kaden is all rocking and rolling. I mean, I've never seen Kaden this... He wants to cut a baking segment with you, Bubs.
Hey,
Dad. Caden wants you. You and Caden still would like for you and him to go make squash.
I ain't squashing anything with Caden still, because there is not enough antibiotics in the world to get rid of whatever he's got.
Oh, damn, Caden. She said that she doesn't have enough penicillin in the world for you. God damn, that's...
She's a slut!
Wow.
But I love you, Caden, and you know it.
No, 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 no. Hang on. We all know who the original slut in Unstoppable is. We all know that. I don't have to say her name because if I say it three times in a row, she'll magically appear.
Who? Who is it? Who is it, B-Man?
Minifee.
Who?
Minifee.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, for the love of God, man, I said Minifee.
And we got a new caller. Caller.
Line up.
Caller,
sorry,
are you
I'm
here?
Sorry. I'm sorry, did you speak English?
Yes, you're on.
Okay, just checking. Just checking.
Oh, fuck, I know that voice. I know that voice from every time he says, can you hear me now? How about now?
Who is it, B-Man?
I think that is that that new Sean McIntosh guy?
Nope, not even close.
Not Sean, B-Man.
Oh, it's not Sean.
Guess who it is.
Judgment a hint. I'll give Judgment a hint. I'm one-third of the Milkman.
He's one
oh,
third of
the hell, B-Man. You don't know who this is. You better interview this. You got a legend right here, B-Man.
I've got a legend, okay.
Hey, if Judgment says it, it must be true. He doesn't lie.
John the Grappler Taylor?
Fuck that.
Oh, no, Little Tazzy?
Okay.
I
am
B-Man.
In your stable.
He's in your stable, B-Man. Come on. He's in your stable.
I don't have a stable. What are you talking about?
No, I said I'm in Tazzy's stable.
Yes, in Tazzy's stable, B-Man. Come on.
Getting closer.
Oh, is this B66?
No.
No.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no, is this the Angelo? Aha. Hang on.
Is it what?
No, that's not D'Angelo. I know D'Angelo's voice. I don't know. I give up because, you know, there's too many people that call themselves apparent legends around here, so I lose track.
I didn't call myself that. That was Judgment.
This is I'm So Fucking Crazy.
Nope.
No, B-Man, come on. You don't know who this is. This is a legend. This guy is super sexy. This guy is like... he has the pegs that you could just, he's got pegs that you could just, I need a cigarette. This is Jonathan Ryo.
No, oh, I'm the dad.
Ryo, of course. Actually, you were, actually.
Oh, this is the dad.
You were causing some, if this is Jonathan Ryo, you were actually causing some.
Zach.
Oh, Zach Ryo. Zach, yeah. No, Zach over here was causing some shit a couple of nights ago himself, actually.
Yeah, I'm always causing shit. That's what I'm known for.
A lot of people off. I'll give you props.
I'm always pissing someone off. Right now I'm pissing off BDD, and that's why I called in.
Well, before you piss off BDD, I just want to say,
oh, I'm waiting for Friday.
Freak, I will be bringing Zach Rayo back to the mansion tonight.
You know I'm bringing my lady friend too, right?
Yada?
I'm bringing my lady friend.
Well, yeah, we encourage people to bring lady friends to our mansion. Yes, we do. We encourage you because when we have the lady friends come to our mansion, we need someone to cook and clean the mess that we make. So that's good for lady friends. So you bring all your lady friends. Who's your lady friend, sir?
Who isn't? Come on. I'm Zach Ryu.
Well... I don't know who your lady friend is. I'm not interested in the ladies.
Nah, I don't got none right now. I'm being good.
Free, we go
I'm being good.
Free, we go out.
Hang on. Wait, his lady friend did just walk into the studio. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you just tell the people what your relationship's like with Jonathan Ryo, please?
Great. Griffin just said, fucking great.
Griffin said you like a doggy style. Okay, now anyway, Zach, go ahead and do your promo. And why do you not like the Brotherhood of Violence? What have they done to you?
Well, let's see. BDD came into a scene I made being a nice guy that I am, you know, I was nice enough to tune into one of his shows one night, and I heard the greatest thing ever, you know, Viper King and Ricky, whatever the fuck his name is, getting married. And I was so overwhelmed with joy that I made the scene, you know, to congratulate them. You were their judgment, right?
Yes.
And we had some fun. So the next night, I made another scene, being the nice guy that I am. And I invited the BOV to come by so I can congratulate them on an awesome show. And then, BDD being the dipshit he is, wanted to run into my scene, run his mouth against me like I'm some nobody. And he pissed me off.
Wow.
And so on Friday, I will go into more detail about it on his own damn show, embarrass the fuck out of him.
Well, you know, we could have BDD or any of the Brotherhood of Violence members call in. We had one here, Tank Girl. I mean, Bubbles. Damn, V-Man. V-Man had me do it. Bubble Levels. She could.
I have no problem with Bubbles.
Well, let's see. There is a Sin Demented out there in the chat. Sin could call in.
I don't have a problem with Sin. It's just BDD.
Or we could get the lovely and most talented Raven to call in. Raven could call in. Raven could call in and talk about, because we know Raven likes the BDD. She's part of the Brotherhood of Violence. Maggles.
And right now, Big
chat.
Daddy ain't got a show Friday night. It's next Friday night.
Well, we got Maggles to call in tonight.
Look at that shit. He's already running for me. I called in on Saturdays.
Every other Friday, everybody knows that but you.
Well, I don't pay attention all the time. I got better shit to
do. Good God. Yeah, actually, can we get Maggles?
I did call him out, though, on Truth Show. Truth heard it, and he said that he would see me on Friday. He didn't say nothing about 2 weeks from now.
Maggles, how about you call in? Because we're already getting enough drama out of the way here. Can we get some drama out of the way?
I think Jaden needs to call in.
I think Meggles needs to call in and explain why she defends you, Judge. That's what I want to know.
I don't. You know, it's actually quite amusing. That's my thing. I got defanned by four tonight, and it was quite amusing. Boondocks gave me, I got defanned and welcome to the Haters Brothers Club t-shirt tonight.
When I piss people off, I get like at least 8 defans.
Yeah, and hold on a second, Zach. See, Zach, here's the problem. You've got a problem with BDD, but here's the thing. You're going to have to get in line and wait because I'm getting him first.
I'll let you fight him. I just want him to admit, you know, that he's a dipshit and he owes me my damn money. And it's not about the money. I could care less about the money because it's only $5,000. But the point is, he challenged me, didn't even do the challenge himself, got his dipshit son-in-law to do it. His son-in-law lost, and now I haven't got my money or my invite to BOV, whether I do or do not join. That's not the point.
Wait. He said he didn't get money.
You do realize that BDD is actually still waiting for $500,000 himself, right? I mean, there was a show about this like a month ago, in which he got ripped off $500,000, and he's still waiting 5, for the money.
5,000.
I don't give a fuck.
See, the thing is, yeah, I heard that show, right? I was there, and I heard it, and you would think that the guy who then made a big deal about this whole issue would then turn around, and when it happens, and he's the guy on the other end, he would do the right thing and go, you did it, here you go. You would think, you know, if he's bitching about it, someone did it to me. You should be man enough to go and pay his debts. You know what I'm saying?
So what kind of match do you challenge BDD to? I know BDD, Brotherhood of Violence, they like them hardcore matches. Are you going to try to throw a wrench to them and make them do a Falls Count Anywhere match?
No, they challenged me to this match that they couldn't get done.
Oh, what kind of match?
It was just a basic match. BDD's words were, if you can beat Beast in a match and post it in the scene that you won, I will give you $5K and an invite to BOV.
Well,
of course, I did it, and then he wanted to change it to a hardcore match after the match had already started and shit. And that's apparently why I don't deserve my money or an invite.
Yeah, he's actually just sent me a message here saying, listen here, little boy, you think you deserve that money. It was a hardcore match, you fucking idiot. So how about you put on your big boy panties and admit that you fucked up, and I'm just going to keep this money where it belongs in the Brotherhood.
Give us that money. 5,000 coins doesn't get me shit. It gets me like a third of a fan. The point is, he didn't even add the hardcore part in the original challenge. He just threw out a challenge and then added hardcore after the match had already been sent.
He's also just put here, if you think you can take me in a hardcore match, I am willing to bet double or nothing that you can't.
Well, it is hardcore, and, you know, here's the thing. You know, Was it me and Caden? Caden, was it you and me that... Or no, it was me and Outlaw. And Addie, we kind of like went over to a hardcore company one time, and we kind of pissed somebody off.
I have pissed off a few companies involving hardcore matches.
You know what I'm finding funny right now? Is the fact that I just fucking told Zach Ryo over here that, you know, Big Dave Demented just fucking said, you know, double or nothing for fucking money, and he didn't jump at it?
Well, like, that's because Addy started talking, and I was nice enough to let my fellow milkman speak first. Because he sounded like that's something interesting to say.
Addy's here? What the fuck?
Oh,
what is that?
B-Man, he said he thought you had something interesting to say, B-Man.
I said you did, Judge. That's why I listened to you first.
Oh, I always have some interesting stuff to say. Do you not understand the words coming out of my mouth?
No, Judgey, he was calling you Addy.
Oh, did I say Addy? My bad.
Oh, shit!
What the hell?
I don't remember saying Addy, but then
I'll admit it was fucked up when I called Bubbles Tank, but you got called fucking Addy. That's 10 times worse.
I apologize, Judge Man. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. You're going
to
apologize.
So, to make it up to you, I'll let you grab my perfect pecs. You can just totally motorboat them
Judge,
or whatever.
Make him a Zaki on the stick.
I'm going to make him a Zaki on a week in a minute.
Judgey's going to put him in more than a vegetable steamer, but anyways.
Yes, I will. Now, one thing, see, he did. He called me someone who is an awesome person, Addy. He could have basically called me someone like a no-name person, kind of like he could have made a mistake and called me someone like
Jonathan Ryu. I mean, not Jonathan Ryu, Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, or he could have said he could have referred me to the probably the biggest slacker in Unstoppable, which is some guy named B-Man. But
hey, I ain't no slacker. I'm more than happy to go to the Real's Drunken Defiant because, well, let's face facts. I mean, like I said earlier,
I'm already
on the
there.
Show, like I already said in the show, I've already fucking dominated Drunken Defiant wrestling. So if I can go to the Real Drunken Defiant, well, maybe there'd be some better competition there.
See, I made it up to Judgment.
Also admitted that the BOV has made you relevant again because you kind of fell off the face of the earth and weren't relevant worth a shit.
Now, I wouldn't go that far because, you see, I think in my case, I made the BOV relevant again because, well, let's face facts. they were more getting known as Son of Anarchy rejects. So it was just like, I've got to help these guys get out of this rut because all they're doing is like,
you just sit there and keep deluding yourself like that.
All they were doing was sitting at a clubhouse, like a bunch of little Boy Scouts, and having some beers and fuck all.
I thought they were retired teachers on bikes.
Hey, B-Man, I got a question for you, buddy.
Sure.
Do you think my husband has a sexy crotch?
With no pun intended, actually, there is going to be a pun intended here, but that's a fucking loaded question right there.
Well, his crotch is usually loaded, but I mean, check out that bulge. And, I mean, look at my husband's bulge. It's like a bulge that you could, it is like a, I mean, just look at that thing. It's like, bam.
Well, that's all well and good, Judge, but unlike, you know, people like Minnie Fee or Jonathan Taylor and all them, I don't go around and wreck people's houses. So, if...
Are we making the gay incest joke about Jonathan? Is that what we're doing?
No. Well,
Jonathan... Wait. You're saying my husband's bulge could wreck a house? Yeah, that's actually true. I mean, I've rode that bulge before. I mean, that bulge is like... B-Man, I'm telling you what, that's got... I mean, just look at it, B-Man. Tell me how fascinating the size of his bulge is. Look at it. Don't worry about his pectoral muscles and his ass that you could put a dollar. The jeans that my husband wears, I could put a dollar in the back of his pocket, and you could read the date on his jeans. I mean, the date on the dollar. That's how tight his jeans are. But that bulge is like, wow, B-Man. Come on, tell me.
Zach, I do hope you're taking notes here, because remember, Judgment is planning on taking you home after the show, so you're just finding out now that Frank's got a huge bulge in his pants.
Come on, B-Man, tell me how badass my husband's bulge.
Well, Gan Singler always makes fun of me as I'm like a little dog, so, you know, I'll just like blend in with the dogs and hide from Judgment and freak until they fall asleep, and then I'll sneak out.
Oh, you can't sniff out, because we got mad chihuahuas.
Mad chihuahuas.
We got mad chihuahuas.
That is true. I am 6'6". I don't know how I'm going to sneak out so easily, but yeah.
And then if you can make it through, he says he's a Mexican.
I'll hide in my sombrero.
If you can make it past the chihuahuas, then you have to get through the one exit. And guarding that exit is Gigi.
A kid's computer game?
Gigi.
I have no idea who that is.
B-Man, tell him who Gigi is. We can't say who Gigi is, because this is a... Gigi is on a leash.
Wait!
Hey, we're pretty much...
Right?
She. Okay, Zach,
and she's
I'm going to put you this way.
Right?
Zach, Gigi is a very horny-ass Cousin It-looking motherfucker. That's just the best way to put it. That's the best way I can put Gigi. And the amount of people she has destroyed, I think there's still a drunken clown that's currently carrying
the corner. Wait a minute. You know what? There's Caden. Caden, would you tell... Zach here.
I think I know who Gigi is.
Caden will tell you.
She freaks me the shit out. Yeah, freaky looking thing.
Gigi, come on, Caden. Tell them who Gigi is. Type it out there in the chat for me.
You played a Misfit song earlier. I was thinking to myself...
Yeah, I'm bringing on the Misfit right now.
Oh, here we go.
There he is. Misfit.
I'm supposed to...
Well, hold on. let's play some old school... I mean, some really old school Misfit music for him. So hang on 1 second.
On the front line, fighting for my life. On the front line, now it's tomorrow.
hurt my ears.
Kaden.
My bad.
I'm a guy.
Kaden.
Kaden.
Oh, crap.
It's not Kaden. It's your buddy.
It's not Kaden.
Ah, you bunch of motherfucking comedic bastards. I think you all should die just and go the same fucking way that Robin Williams did. Or maybe David Carradine for you fucking Ryo. I hope that they find you in a fucking closet with a fucking belt strapped around your fucking neck while you're beating
off. Speak up, we can't hear you.
Headbox. So, I wasn't going to call in, but I've decided that I'm going to grace your fucking little radio show with my presence and boost your fucking ratings a little bit.
It's so nice that you boosted.
One extra person watching isn't really boosting.
Now,
sorry,
you,
not.
Little Ryo.
Little B-man, Ryo.
B-man, first off, I'm going to...
Pretty sure I'm the older one.
I'm going to take you into the ring, and we're going to fucking work the shit out. And, well, actually, I guess we're not going to have a ring because it's going to be a varsity fucking street fight. We'll get that shit worked out, and then we'll talk. Right
shit
now,
I'm
gonna... I'm after you, little fucking little wolf dog. So tell me what
you... I'm pretty sure I'm more relevant than you are, and I'm a lot bigger than
hey,
you.
Hey, why don't you shut your fucking mouth for a minute? You've had your little fucking say. All right? The thing is, I told you, I run my show every other fucking Friday. But you know what?
Because I still pay attention.
Let me talk to you. Shut the fuck up. Let me talk to my fucking radio.
Am I missing the mob?
And we'll see what happens, and maybe I'll make an exception for you, and maybe I'll get one rolling Saturday. This Saturday. Since you can't seem to fucking... That's you. You're premature, from what I've heard anyways. So... Maybe we can work that out for you. But the thing I'm going to tell you right now, I told you fucking last Friday. You had better fucking do your research. You had better be fucking prepared. And you had better have something way more fucking entertaining than the fucking dribble and the babble that's coming out of your fucking cum-drenched lips tonight. Because all I'm seeing right now is like I wrote in fucking chat. You must have caught in stupidity STD when you were fucking banging Diamond Diva. Because you are about the most retarded motherfucker I have ever heard come on any airwaves. I would fucking much rather listen to fucking Viper King dribble about fucking bullshit or fucking banging the fucking neighbor's dog than even waste one more fucking ounce of fucking brain cell listening to your fucking crap. So... You've got till Saturday to come up with something that's going to be fucking entertaining, something that's going to be fucking relevant, and something that is better than what the fuck you've fucking done in your career lately.
Well, that's just a goddamn...
Hey, I even did your daughter a favor! Oh my god! And I'm that guy.
Yeah, now, by doing his daughter a favor, please do digress in telling everyone that favor, because we don't know whether that's sexual-wise, money-wise, or you just accidentally lent her a ride one time. I don't know. Help us out here.
Oh, it's simple. I was nice enough, unlike most of the BOV, to actually help his daughter Stable out. She came to me, asked nicely if I would join.
Oh, my God. Because
everybody else that joined sucked.
I've watched your
everybody
record for the last
besides,
2 weeks.
At least I was not...
Lost. Yep, you helped us out. You helped us bump right into a group brief to group fucking four. Thank
oh, yeah,
you so
you know,
very
one
much.
Guy is all responsible for that.
Thank you very much. You're a great help. Next.
Hey, at least I'm better than... I think she kept telling me that everybody that was there that she had to get rid of were like 4 and 20.
Excuses. I think Caden said it best.
I did double what they did.
Full of excuses.
I actually did double what they did.
You know what? You know
that
what?
Was
this
a hell.
Is going to be a great fucking time. And I want to let everybody out there in the show know right now. that when I do run this show, this next show, be it Saturday or be it next Friday, please come to the show, tune in, because this little motherfucker, I am going to tear him apart. I am going to make him cry. You guys thought it was all cool and funny when fucking Pyrus was crying and when his mom came out and fucking
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry.
This little motherfucker has got fucking, it's it.
Apparently this guy has done homework.
That's all I've got to say tonight, BDD.
Wait, hi, Big Daddy.
Make sure you turn into fucking, make sure you tune into BOV Radio, where we will address B-Man. We will fucking tear apart little Zach fucking wolf puppy. And y'all have a good night.
You better have tried, dude.
I'm going to be there simply for the fact that you're going to be talking about...
Hi, Big Daddy.
I'm going to be there simply because of the fact that Big Daddy's going to be talking about me. But I will be interested to see what he does to Ryo, because that's going to be funny. I think it's going to be funny because he thinks he can do it. Oh, Big Daddy just pretty much made his statement, dropped the mic, left the fucking building. Damn. All right, well, that's just... how we do things now.
Apparently.
I was going to give him a message too. God damn it. I was just going to tell him that King Outlaw just sent me a message saying, what are you doing having a 5-year-old with Down syndrome trying to start shit on your show? But that's just bit pointless now that he's fucking gone. Jeez.
Is King Outlaw fucking smack on me too?
King, not about you. He was saying that about BD, not about you. I don't think he knows who you are. But
I was about to say, if he's calling me a 5-year-old Down syndrome guy, it's kind of embarrassing that I just dropped him on his head in RAWF. Like he was nothing. And that's the guy going for the world title, right? Thanks.
I think that's who's facing Tank for the world heavyweight title. Yeah, but. Like I said, I don't really pay attention to the main event because, like I said, me and BDD will be the main event of that fucking show. It won't be about the fucking world heavyweight title. It won't be about the freaking tag team titles. Hell, it won't even be about the women, even though you have this stupid fucking give divas a chance shit going on these days. It won't be about any of that. It'll be about two men kicking the absolute shit out of each other and putting each other through absolute hell. And Caden, you motherfucker, if you've got something to say, bitch, you get on here and say it to my fucking face. Don't be one of those little bitches like Jonathan the Grappler Taylor or Tank Girl or fucking Sentimented and fucking say shit in the chat.
Oh my God, I love laughing at Jonathan Taylor.
But anyway.
Oh my God, that guy's an idiot.
But anyways, guys, you know what? Let's get to our first song break of the night because I freaking need to go take a piss. So, let's get to it and put on some music. Bubbles, I would play Thank God I'm a Country Girl for you, but nope. I'll save that for another time.
Oh, bite me, B-Man.
Just name a time and place, baby. Time and place. but we'll be back and enjoy.
I may get drunk every once in a while. I may raise hell, that's just my style. I work hard every day. Come rich and don't complain. While they steal their boats and they fly their jets, they can break us down, but we ain't broke yet. Pay attention, or you miss it. You're my witness, or you miss it. You can take my house, I don't need it. Take my ride, you can keep it.
we're back here with the Unstoppable Zone Radio. I'm your host, Bad News Beeman, and fuck, man, we've had a hell of a kickstart to the show. I mean, we've got heaps of the original Misfits in our chat here tonight. We've got Brotherhood of Violence in here. Hell, we've even got a Brotherhood of Violence member on radio with us right now, which is Mrs. Hellcat Bubbles the Anarchist. Which, by the way, Bubs, you need to shorten that. You need to shorten that shit. That's fucking like a tongue tire.
Well, you know, everybody else just calls me Bubbles, you dipshit.
Well, I like to be formal when I'm fucking introducing people, but if you prefer, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, please introduce the biggest bitch in all of Unstoppable Bubbles. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and we've got a man who it took me 5 goes to fucking figure out who this person was because he sounds so much like so many fucking different people. It's Zach Ryu or Ryo?
Ryo.
Ryo. Okay, cool. All right, I'm just making sure because I'm like you have said Zach Ryu a couple of times, so I got a bit fucking confused. It sounded like a Street Fighter character, so I was like, what the fuck? But anyway.
My bad.
But, yeah, so what we talked about tonight, guys, we've talked about this whole Drunken Defiant wrestling crap that's fucking happened. And, yes, I have actually now officially joined Da Real's Drunken Defiant.
I joined it before B-Man. I'm cool.
Really? Okay, I'm trying really, really hard right now not to bury you, and you're making it so fucking hard.
Do it, you're chicken shit if you don't.
Okay, it's like, he just sounded like such a fucking second grader right now. Like, you know those second graders that got the little Tamagotchis, or fucking, I don't know what you Americans had, but fucking, like, the little Pokemon or whatever? Before the other kid and go, look at this, I got the Pokemon. That's what fucking Zach Ryo, fuck you, dude, just sounded like right now. he's like, woohoo, I joined the Real's fucking Dragon to Fight Before B-Man. Motherfucker, I was making that shit famous while you were still sucking on your mummy's tit and going, ooh, this tastes nice. But I digress.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'm just having some fun. I'll get all butthurt, dude.
Really? Really? Wait, we're gonna go down the butt hurt thing. It's like my name's not Judgment J Esquire, dude. I don't need lubrication or shit. It's just if I make someone butt hurt, it's fucking yeah. Trust me, you won't be walking in the morning. But anyway. We also talked about the upcoming RAWF pay-per-view Immortal, which Amadeus, you owe me $50 for promoting your shit. And what else have we got going on Unstoppable? I was hoping that Conk would have called in tonight, but
Conk's
I think...
pussy.
Well, already discussed all of this when...
Why are you surprised? You're acting all surprised. Come on.
I'm not surprised. Like... I just figured, you know, for a man that would have gone on the news feed and was whining and bitching and complaining that someone stole his baby and his idea, that, you know, he would have fucking come on air and said his piece. But, hell, I guess if I got Minifee to come on air and talk about their sex life together, then fucking, hey, it's 2 seconds later, Conk would have been here defending his shit. But...
You know, I got in trouble for doing the same thing. That was funny.
Hmm. Oh, but
like,
can we talk about...
Who gets
mad about,
for saying that you didn't sleep with them?
B-Man, I do believe you have a new caller. Oh, well, maybe not. Damn it.
I got in trouble for saying I didn't sleep with her.
You can see my studio boy before me. What the fuck's going on here?
I can. Listen.
The boss?
Damn it. Somebody let that sumbitch on.
What sumbitch? I don't see no sumbitch.
Where'd Judgment go? Maybe it's that sumbitch?
No, Judgment should have been here, but he unfortunately dropped. But you know what I am going to talk about? And this is something that will probably get me banned because apparently the mods don't like it when you talk about them on radio. But fuck it. I don't care. Now, I find it funny that, you know, mods are going around getting all, as Zach Ryo likes to fucking say, butthurt about it. I just like to say being little bitches about it. But they don't like the fact when people joke around and say that, oh, they are mods of this game. Well, if you little bitches can't handle that, why the fuck are you guys mods of this game in the first place? I want my mods to be people that can, you know, stay in character when they are here and learn that no one's actually, like, talking about them, like the managers behind the mods. It's just us being anti-authority. So, obviously, the mods are, like, the big fucking chairman around here. And if you can't handle us saying, fuck you, mods, and your lame-ass fucking advertising that you're doing on this fucking place, well, that's your business. Because I know I don't enjoy coming onto this fucking place and saying, like, Ancestry.com as a fucking advertisement. It's like, what the fuck does that have to do with wrestling? Put on, if you put on, like, a fucking WWE or TNA advertisement, I'd be like, sweet. But putting on, like, lovematchmaking.com and shit, it's like, wow, you guys are desperate
for
money.
That's why most people are on WU. Why promote more? Right? Isn't that what everybody's always bitching about? The hell? WU's pretty much a dating site. So why do we got the double promotion?
Hey, who brought the underage minor in here? I warned people that that fucking kid's parent better be here. I will not be blamed when that child's first word is fuck.
It was okay? Just conk. Somebody put a damn pacifier in his mouth.
Yes.
You know, I still haven't seen a mod, like, to yell at me. Apparently I'm not trying hard enough. So if anybody has, like, tips on how to piss off the mods more, you know, hit me up. Because I'm pretty sure I'm always doing stupid shit all the time, apparently, to everyone. But, yeah, I've never had a mod after me.
The day you become a fucking mod is the day I walk away from this game forever.
I didn't say become a mod. I said piss off a mod.
Oh, well.
Piss off a mod.
You have to get in line. There's, like, so many people that are pissing off mods right now that it's freaking funny as fuck.
I don't know what it is, but I haven't even had them come to me because of the whole Moon. What was it? Moonshine. What was that bitch's name? That one chick that was stalking me. His name I can't even think of. Anyways, it was a Velvet Alt. And I kept saying that on the feed,
okay.
And yet I never had anybody telling me. I thought we were allowed to say Alt.
Is the fact that. Diva, what the hell are you doing? I can see you're in the chat.
I haven't talked about you.
Diamond Diva, I gave you 10 fucking minutes because I thought, you know what, I'm going to give Diva 10 minutes here to, you know, respond to BDD saying, like, you know, she was like a fucking slut and pretty much gave Zach Ryo...
I'm not saying shit.
STD. I was expecting Diva to fucking go off and just trash talk BDD, but nothing. It's like, really? You're just going to let some guy call you a whore? Right, that's fair enough.
It's because I'm on the air. She gets mesmerized by my voice or some shit like that. She probably doesn't even know what the hell you're talking about.
If she gets mesmerized by your voice, there's something fucking severely wrong. And her taste in men has gone severely down.
Now she's going to yell at me. Watch.
But... And hang on, I did see little Miss Raven Star there, a woman I have not fucking seen in years, and this is including on the news feed as well, saying that I've got a big ego and the only fan I've got is myself. Well, Miss Raven, last time I checked, you are a very literate person and do know how to make phone calls. So, please do feel free to call in and say this stuff live on air, because I'd love to see how well you go with a trash talk battle with me on air. That's right. I threw out the challenge. If she accepts it, she accepts it. If she doesn't, if she does, she does. If she doesn't, doesn't. Well, I'm not gonna. And don't worry, Raven. I'm not gonna call you a pussy if you don't call in. Okay. I'll just pretty much laugh in your face.
You got one?
Caden, no, I have never fucked Diamond Diva. I did date her sister, Jaded Chaos, but that was fucking back in my rookie years. But we'll get into that another time.
Mm. She put me through a table during my rookie years. It hurt.
Oh, come on, Raven. I bother everybody. I mean, look at Caden. Caden says I don't bother him, but I piss him off so much that he has to come into every show I do and friggin' like downgrade me and friggin' try and embarrass me. I mean, that's just pure facts right there. I mean, last time Caden was relevant, I believe, was back when Wither still thought of himself as like the highest heel here in Unstoppable, which we all know was the biggest load of shit on God's green earth.
I was mixed him and Rex up. I don't know why.
But speaking, actually, going back to Immortal for a second, Bubbles, because I know you've got a match with someone at Immortal.
I do.
I thought it was you.
Match.
I swear I thought it was actually you versus Tank Girl in that title match, but it turns out it was King Arrow.
No.
I know Cougar's in a contenders match, right? Or a title match, something like that. Maybe that's who you're mixing up? Both redheads. I think they're related.
Fact.
I'm not talking trash.
Shut up! I'm not sure who I'm facing at Immortal, but I am pretty confident in my abilities at Immortal. I did what I was doing and I kicked that preacher's ass.
Well, Ryo, if you plan on taking Bubs, that would be like the most conscious woman you've ever been with, right?
No.
Bubs, did you hear that? Everyone in this fucking chat heard that long ass pause when I said that. That's some fucked up shit. Okay, I was just fucking joking. But when I said that would be the most conscious woman you've been with, right? He was like, no.
No.
Like, wow.
You know what, Zach?
When I was done.
No, Zach. Just zip your lips.
I'm still not getting a radio show now.
I wasn't even going to go there. But, you know, I just happen to be related to Amadeus by marriage, so maybe I need to ask him to book a match against you at Immortal with me. Then I'm going to destroy you. You're going to think about a conscious woman when I'm done ripping your head off. Don't know which one I'll rip off, but you won't have at least one head by the time I'm done with you.
Bubbles, are you trying to tell everyone in the chat that you are challenging Zach Ryo to a castration match at Immortal? Is that where we're going?
What am I going to chop off?
I'm not challenging him. I'm telling him. I'm going to ask Amadeus to book the match, and then I'm going to rip the head of his dick off.
Wow, she just said live on there. She's going to rip your dick off. You're fine. You're so dead. There aren't going to be any more Ryus or Ken running around at the end of Immortal, apparently. So, more just.
Thank God, all my kids are stupid. I mean, I love my kids. They're great.
Shit. Now we're just getting into fucking, like, traumatizing kids hour. Okay. you know what, guys? We got 9 minutes left remaining in this show. For all of you that feel like joining the after party, do come fucking feel free to join. We should have judgment back with us. And BDD said, Bubs, don't forget your tweezers.
I see that.
Shit. Oh, shit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. When I ask for things, I generally get them. And you know what? She's fucking called in. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Raven Star. Oh, sorry,
hello,
Mrs.
you fucking wanker. What do you want?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. What did you say?
What you
she
want?
She called you a fucking wanker. That's what she called you.
I do believe the term was, you, sir, are a fucking wanker. But that's just... that's my rough English translation for it. I don't know. best English accent you're going to get.
I'm trying to get someone.
Now, hold on, Raven, I want to get your thoughts on this because, you know, so many people say I'm an Englishman in disguise. So I just want to get your thoughts on this because you are an actual English woman, because we can actually hear that in your voice, that you sound like Mary Poppins.
Thank you.
Wow, that's the first person I've ever talked to that's actually been like, oh, I got called Mary Poppins, that's a high honour. If I called her the Queen of England, maybe she would be like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah,
but,
fuck off. She said, fuck
think?
Off, alien. Get it right.
Is there similarities between Australians and English people? Because I don't see it.
Is there what?
Is there similarities between Australia and English people? Because I don't see it.
No, we're better than you.
You wish. That's why we kick your ass in cricket every year.
Cricket shit.
Well, because you guys are a bunch of thugs.
It's boring. A bit like you, B-Man.
Oh, Raven.
It's all better.
Raven, don't you start. You just became relevant telling people that you're an original BOV member. Come on. You jumped yourself in.
I'm not into that.
She earned her patch just like the rest of us.
Also, I have a 100% patch record, unlike you, B-Man. Would never get a patch.
Yeah, you're right. I would never get a patch because I would never downgrade myself to sucking Big Daddy's dick.
No, that's because you're not good enough to get one.
To get what? Big Daddy's dick? What?
Patch, you idiot.
Oh, the patch! Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were dead. I was like, oh, well, I don't want a Big Daddy blowjob, but anyways, never mind.
Sounds like the crazy bus is there to pick up B-Man, by the way.
Which one?
I know BDD
I
likes
keep hearing
cookies,
sirens. Obviously,
you.
The crazy bus is looking for you.
Oh, shit. No, that's all right. They'll find me eventually. Hey, I escaped that place for a reason, because Great Red Dragon was driving me nuts. All right, so. Because he's still. Hey, I'm just saying, still to this day, in that mental hospital, he's still saying to this day, good morning, Unstoppable. And that's not even bullshit. No, I miss that guy. Fuck, I wish he actually did come back and do radio, because then Tank would shut the fuck up about him. Yeah, I went there. Fuck you all. I don't care. Like I said, I'm going
to piss people off. I really got to get a hold of that there sucky, because she's supposed to be doing an interview on my show.
My bestie?
Good luck finding her. From what last I heard, she was in some rock underneath somewhere the outback in Australia, so fuck if I know.
She owes me child support. Taking care of Jonathan's ass. Too long.
Well, hang on.
You better know she owes me money.
Zach, two things. One, if you were dumb enough to have a kid with Sucky, then you're a fucking idiot. Two, if you're actually expecting money from Sucky, then you're going to be waiting.
I'm expecting shit from her.
Let me put it to you this way. You're going to be waiting as long for your money as Big Daddy Demented is currently waiting for Angel of Death to pay back his money. Just saying. But all right, guys. You know what? We're gonna call it a night. But before we go, does everyone have anything that they'd like to promote here tonight? With their companies, like Bubbles. I know you actually have a company at the moment.
There's CSWF, Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation, and Trainwreck Wrestling. You need to invite either one of them. You can get a hold of me or actually my daughter-in-law, Raven Star, over there. And
what you do?
And of course, the Brotherhood of Violence.
I'm still waiting on my invite. I earned it.
You ain't getting shit.
I beat his stupid son-in-law.
You used a defense. You can't use a defense to get into the BOV.
Nope.
There's more part of the rules, okay? There's not part of the rules.
I
know people asked to get in that company, and they've been let in. I had to actually fight, and I won, and I'm still not let in.
Well, speaking of that,
I don't want to join.
Hey, speaking of that fucking fight, if you guys want to find out the result of what happened with that and what the outcome of that is going to be, tune in for the Brotherhood of Violence Radio. That will be happening either this Friday or Saturday night. I know I'll be there to just see what the Brotherhood's got to say about me and what I've said on this whole fucking show.
Why would you talk about you? We have better things to do, B-Man. God, your ego is so huge lately.
That's not the only thing of mine that's huge, Raven, but you'll never find that out.
You will.
Raven, Caden wants you to give him an honorable mention.
I think Caden just wants you to say his name. Oh, there you go. There you go, Caden. You just got your Spank Bank's money worth. Oh. All right, guys. Don't forget to join us for the after party, and we'll catch you all next week. For probably another edition of Unstoppable Zone Radio. Have a good night, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hate how long it takes this fucking song to start. It's a pain in the ass. There's like awkward silence. There we go.
Awkward silence.
Because I know there's a lot of people here that want to fucking sleep.
Hold on a minute.
B-Man.
Somebody wants
to
say a special hello to that English Rose.
Hello, Raven.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good.
I miss you like crazy.
Oh, I miss everybody.
Aww. You get well soon, hon.
Oh, yeah.
Keep fighting, okay?
He's nodding.
Yes. Yes, we've all said that.
Give him a hug for me, Bob.
I think everyone here in Unstoppable wishes Stuart there the best, and yeah, like I said to him in the green room, I'm like, you keep fighting, motherfucker, because I want some more scone recipes. But
you can cook as well.
I'm gonna bring this person on. It is the lovely manager for Freak Icon. And she can join us for the after party. hey, you called in for the after party, darling, so you're going to get brought in whether you like it or not.
So, oh, yeah, no, that's best going. That's fine.
That still trips me out this day, but anyways. but, yeah, sorry if I sounded a bit off tonight, guys. Like I said, I'm having a hard time seeing the fucking screen as it is. Darling, I know you're a bit behind on the times, but my manager, well, actually, fuck it, we're in the after party. I can say me. I got surgery done, so like half my face is bandaged. I'm currently looking out of one eye at the moment. So.
Not good. Sorry, honey.
What the hell happened?
It's just normal freaking surgery I have to go in for to, like, remove things that can become cancerous. So,
it's not really normal, just saying. Nope, surgery's normal.
If you have the family genetics for it, it is.
No, surgery's normal.
No, surgery is normal, but family genetics is normal.
That is normal, but surgery is not. Let's not say that's just normal.
Yes. But thank you for calling. I was gonna be a bit of a dick, Raven, but because it was you, I was nice. I was actually nice because when Bubs called you her daughter-in-law, I'm like, wow, because Raven sounds older than Bubs. But anyway.
Oh, you anchor.
Hey, man, he'd law. He'd law. Anything goes, okay?
I was like, Bubs, are you sure it's not mother-in-law? But anyway.
She's married to my stepson.
Uh-huh. Oh, your stepson loves the Cougars. Anyway.
You're such a cheeky cunt.
I never got
W like family trees or any of that shit.
Okay, I'll fill it out for you right now, Zach.
I'm just telling you right now, I told you earlier when you were reaching about
the ancestry.com ads, I told you that's there to figure out the bloodline to WU. That's it. That's the whole reason.
It's not the bloodline, it's like how the kids are somehow the same age as, like, the parents and all this crazy shit that's going on.
That was actually a baby was Baby McAdams. Everyone else is like, oh, we have a kid, and now they're a warrior. Go, fight, play, my pretty.
I know, it makes no sense.
Oh, no, but Freak, here's the funny part of it, though. You do realize if they actually did do that, like a woo ancestry.com, like 80% of Unstoppable would be from fucking Rebels side of things, right? Like, because 80% of
Daddy like that?
Oh my god, yes, 100%.
I'm so glad I'm not related to Rebels.
Bob, that's not even like a falsehood, because like Rebel has stuck his dick in so many of the fucking women here in Unstoppable. That, like, yeah, you've got so many brothers and sisters, you don't even realize.
I was adopted a couple of days, the other day, Rebs adopted me as one of his kids.
Oh, my God.
Ted and I have never had parents in game. So what I did, I was goofing with Rebel, and he said, yeah, I'll adopt you. And I was like, cool. So I told Tad today, I was like, Rebs is my dad. And he goes, did you realize that makes you, your sister-in-law is now your aunt?
And do you realize that you might be fucking your brother? But anyway.
No. How would I be doing that? Because Icon is nowhere near Rebs.
That we know of. I mean, we all know that Rebs like taking his trips to Ireland or fucking Norway or fucking whatever. And friggin' just, you know, might have dipped the wick one time and like 9 months later there's a little Icon. But anyways.
Well, all of my family is.
I am
going to
come hurt on you. You're going
to
be in trouble.
I have no idea if I have any siblings. I don't know who my parents are. It's great.
Good.
It's great.
Tell him. I miss Icon on fucking radios. Seriously, it hasn't been as much. It hasn't been fun without fucking Icon. And Raven, you got me on Skype, woman. Just freaking text me on there. God damn.
I bloody haven't. I've got my new Skype, you arsehole.
Oh, well, what's your new Skype, darling? Because I can't read the fucking chat.
Oh,
hold on.
New job, B-Man, so he hasn't been able to get on radio.
No. Who's that? Oh, fuck it. I'll just say his name. I know Hugh's got a fucking job, but just... You still are using your original name, though, yeah, Raven? Like your actual manager's... Okay, well, I'll just find your freaking manager then. This is called Investigation Australia.
God.
Oh, God,
damn, there's a lot of them here. Okay, now, Louisiana, is that you?
No.
God damn it. Well, that's right.
Sorry,
I forgot she's a POM. Never mind, I found you. Actually, I think that's you. I think that's you, anyways. Hal Zowen? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Whoever's got Bob's, do you have her on friggin' Skype?
Of course she fucking does.
Of course I do, but I'm not on Skype.
Don't you fucking swear at me.
Does this mean I can't get
it? You think this is Bush Week? Hang on. I'm going to try and bring Red in, although knowing Skype, it's not going to fucking do it.
Nope.
They're not letting you pull anybody in, but good luck.
Shit. All right, well, I don't know. I might have to fucking... Because I've got to stalk fucking Raven and try and find her.
Type in Raven, then Star, then 2014, and you'll find me. And Star's got two R's.
Sorry, Dal. What'd you say? Raven Star 2014?
Yeah, but two R's in Star.
I heard you the first time. Never mind.
Just checking. Now you're half asleep.
Good God, darling. You dyed your hair blonde.
Yes, I have.
I found out where Pamela Anderson's mother lives now.
You're such a wonder.
Yes, he's talking that Raven is Pamela Anderson's mother. Lightning had to look up like, what?
I just got Raven's manager so many friggin' ads on Skype, it's not even fucking funny. Like, I've just said that Raven's Pamela Anderson's mum, and everyone's just gonna be like, ad. What's Pamela Anderson's addie? Tell me.
Yeah, but my tits are real, hers ain't.
Oh, no. Well, almost get that un-PG. Anyways.
Titties!
I was gonna say, I know I've seen Raven's boobs, but anyways. Never mind.
Oh no, you ain't.
Well, Well, trust me, Raven, if I did, it wouldn't be the first time that Australia has invaded England.
Uh-huh.
Icons manager, Freak Icons manager is just like, what the fuck have I called into? This is sick.
Titties!
Titties!
Oh, my, you still got your sanity.
So Judges is not going to be on this?
No, so I think I might just call it, and we'll just all do a big-ass freaking Skype call. Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
No one has me. I have none of you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry, dude. Well, you're going to miss out on the private party.
This is
You muffin.
I just want to have some friends.
It's all right. I'm sure one of these lovely ladies might add you, if they're nice.
This lovely lady is fixing to go to bed. He had a doctor's appointment today, and it's been a long day.
Oh, don't bullshit me, Bubbles. You're going to go get your freak on. Anyways.
Bubbles can get on freak anytime.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my freak on with a man that is now officially passed out. Because I gave him his pain meds right before your show. I had to dull the pain of the show, man.
Bubbles.
Still enjoy the raping.
Bubbles, you do not realize how much you just left that open then, because that would not be the first time you've done that. I mean, you are married to Icon after all. Boom.
Hey, B-Man, look through the phone. I'm flipping you off, bitch.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, everyone, for calling in. And I will talk to the rest of you on Skype and Bubbles, Sweet Dreams, and Stu. I know you're sleeping. Sweet Dreams.
Fine. I'll talk to you guys on W at some point. Well, not
later,
really.
Later, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.